few moments this morning, I'd ask that you would pray with me and pray for me. As we meditate on the thought, make Christ known. This passage of text probably has been read, if you're reading along with us, with our daily prayer from our New Testament daily reading, was shared with us this week. But as I read this passage a second time, and in light of what was written in our newsletter, it's time that we begin to understand who Christ is and make sure that everyone in the world knows him as well. So, for me, just a couple of verses that I would like for us to read. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay homage." Then we'll go down. When they heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you, an empty pitcher, before a full fountain. Again, Father, asking that you would use me, that you would fill me, that you would overflow me. Father, that this message would find its way into those whom you've given ears to hear, find its way into those whom you've given a heart to receive, find its way out to those whom you've given a will to do. So, Father, now I'd ask that you would hide me behind this desk, that you would be seen and that you would touch these lips, that you would be heard. Help us to understand our job. It's to make Christ known. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you all remember back when you first got to know Christ? Can you remember who pointed you in that direction? Who gave you knowledge of him? How did you get to know him? And a better question is, do you know him today? Is he your Lord and Savior? What are you doing to make others know him? I ask these questions because there is a new desire, that there's a new process that we're looking for. Yes, our mission is still to make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That's never going to change. Our vision, yes, is to remain a hospital where souls are saved, healed, and mended in love. That should never change. But we should now walk under the motto of knowing Christ and making Christ known. We can't do the other without doing, we can't do the, what is it, the latter without doing the former. We have to first know Christ. Do you know Christ in your heart? Do you know him as your Savior, as the one who died for your sins? Do you know him as the one who stands in the gap and intercedes? He's that quiet, small voice that whispers to you. And then, once you've gotten to know him, and I mean really know him. See, some of us know Christ on a surface level. Kind of like how we read the word on the surface. But some of us know him deep within. How many of you all have gone through something only to make it over on the other side and to wonder how you got over? And then when you look back, you realize Christ was there with you the whole time. Making the curved places straight, the rough places smooth. the mountains that you had to climb over, he made them a little easier. Since in those trials and tribulations that we've gone through, that Christ becomes real. That star that the Magi saw in the east that led them to Christ is what we are supposed to be now as we go out and make disciples for Christ. That light that shined above is the light that should shine in us, that should lead others to our Lord and Savior. The same zeal and zest that Christ instilled in us while he was helping us to get over, to get through, to get around. Those are the stories that need to be told and shared with those who are wavering, who don't know who Christ is, but who is looking. You should be able to tell your story. So they say your testimony is the best thing going. Because you went through a test and came out on the other side, you have a testimony to tell somebody who is going through. That mess that he pulled you out of is your message. That even though God sits high, he still looks low. That even though we make mistakes, Christ is still on the cross, pulling for us. That if you are in trouble, if you have nowhere to turn, Christ is there for you. My brothers and sisters, it's not hard to do. Our living should show others that in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we still praise God. They may come upon us, but they won't overtake us. There are so many people who are hurting in the world today that need to understand that even in the midst of your hurting, God is with us. Amen. Folks are watching us. I used to tell my congregations all the time, somebody's watching you. Always, even when you're feeling like you're at home alone, somebody's watching you. And it's even more prevalent when you watch the children, the little children. They watch you more than they hear you. When something goes on, they watch to see how you're going to respond. Are you going to be down and out? Are you going to kick the dog? Or are you going to praise God for getting you through? Somebody needs to see Christ in you, the God in you, in their hard times. You have to be that light that shines bright in the dark spaces and the dark places. Just like the Magi saw the light in the east and they followed it, somebody needs to see the light in you to be able to follow you to Christ. My brothers and sisters, we're in the new year. God blessed us with a new year. More importantly, he blessed you with a new day. A new day to make Christ known. To be the light that shines for others to see. Now is the time. Today is the day for you to go out and let Christ be seen in you. All the things we've gone through, all the things that we have yet to go through, is your opportunity to let someone know that Christ died for you, that Christ is fighting for you, that Christ is there for you and will always be there. There are a lot of folks, I say, that are out there that are lost, looking to be found. And they're looking to you and me to point them, to give them the way. Can you make Christ known? can only do that if you know Christ, if you know him personally, if you've had the opportunity to go through some things. And my brothers and sisters, we're at an age where we've seen a lot. And there's still a lot to be seen. Instead of wondering what Jesus would do in the situation, let us now remember what Jesus did. Let us go out and make disciples. Let us go out and point the way to the one who can save somebody. Let us make Christ known to those who are on the fringes. It's the word of God for the people of God this morning.